it, although no permits are taken out for the event, despite the vast number of participants. Taking out permits would spoil the surprise. And remarkably, there are no crashers. An invitation to the white dinner is much coveted and celebrated when received, but those who are not on the guest list never show up and try to claim they are. There have been no bad incidents or hostilities at the event. It is an evening of pure joy, reinforced by respect for fellow guests and love for the city. Half the fun is not knowing where it will take place that year. It is a formal secret kept religiously by the six organizers. And wherever it will happen, people are invited in couples, and each couple must bring their own folding table and two chairs, both of regulation size. The six organizers inform subheads of the evening of the first location where people are meant to gather. All invited guests are to show up with their caddies, tables, and chairs at one of the initial sites at precisely 8:15 p.m. The two groups will dine in two different locations. The excitement begins to mount when the first locations are revealed, which revelers are informed of only the afternoon of the event. It gives one some rough idea of where the actual dinner might be held, but it's all guesswork, since usually there are several possible beautiful locations within easy walking distance of that first location. All day, people try to guess where they will be having dinner. People arrive promptly at their first location, dressed all in white and equipped for the evening. Friends find each other in the crowd, call out to each other, and discover with delight who is there. Spirits are high for half an hour in the meeting place, and at 8:45 precisely, the final destination is revealed, no more than a 5-minute walk from where they are. Once the location is announced, each couple is assigned a space the exact size of their table, and they must set up in that space, in long, neat rows. People often come in groups of couples, friends who have attended the event for years, and dine side by side with their individual tables as part of the long rows. By 9 o'clock, 7,000 people have reached the spectacular monuments that are the lucky winners for the night. And once they have arrived and been given their table location assignment, measured by the inch or centimeter, tables are unfolded, chairs set down firmly, tablecloths spread out, candlesticks produced, tables set, as for a wedding. Within 15 minutes, the diners are seated, pouring wine, happy and beaming in anticipation of a spectacular evening among old and new friends. The excitement and the finally revealed secret of the location make the participants feel like children attending a surprise birthday party. And by 9:30, the festivities are in full swing. Nothing could be better. The dinner begins about an hour before sunset, and as the sun sets, candles are lit on the tables, and after nightfall, the entire square or place where the event is held is candlelit, as 7,000 diners clad in white, toasting each other with shimmering crystal glasses, silver candelabra on the tables, are a feast for the eye. At 11 p.m., sparklers are handed out and lit, and a dance band plays halfway through the evening, adding further merriment. At Notre Dame, the church bells toll, and the priest on duty offers a blessing from the balcony. And precisely half an hour after midnight, the entire crowd packs up and disappears, like mice scampering into the night, leaving no sign that they have been there, except the good time that will be remembered forever, the friendships that were formed, and the special time that was shared. Another interesting aspect of the evening is that no money changes hands. No fee is charged to be invited. Nothing has to be purchased or paid for. One brings one's own meal and cannot buy one's way into the white dinner. The organizers invite whom they choose to, and the event remains pure. Other cities have tried to make a profit from doing similar dinners and immediately corrupt the event by including rowdy people who don't belong, pay any price to be there, and spoil the evening for everyone else. The white dinner in Paris has stuck to the original model with great results. Everyone looks forward to it as the date draws near, and in 30 years, the secret of where the actual dinner will be has never leaked, which makes it even more fun. People wait all year for the white dinner and are never disappointed by the event itself. And unfailingly, it is a night one could never forget, from the first moment to the last. The memories of it are long cherished by those who are lucky enough to be asked, and everyone agrees. Magic happens there. Jean-Philippe Dumas had been attending the white dinner for 10 years.